Hey, this is WCRS LPFM Columbus 102.1 and 98.3. It's good.
Time for the Pat Radio Show once again. This week, Will from the band Brainbow stops in to introduce two songs from their self-titled CD, which is out this weekend. And also plenty of other music from Columbus and beyond.
Let's go, OH. rising in the sunset horizon. I am following it home. Winter wind stinging in my eyes and pulling a cart full of supplies over hill and valley home. And soon I will be where I can see of St. James. Keep us safe from harm, all the sin and worldly charms, the wicked ways of desperate men. From bleeding coughs and sores now have arrived upon our shore and raced toward the other end. And far be it from me to question the mystery of the way in which he moves, or to doubt his great
Tusk on Pat Radio doing St. James. You can find Wing and Tusk playing this evening, pretty much right now after this show's over. Go on down to Scully's and check them out. They're playing with Fantods and Couch Forts at Scully's. Before St. James by Wing and Tusk, we heard the Allwood Sisters doing a song called Two for One. They're listed on their MySpace as being from New York, New York, but they have a strong Columbus connection in the Karkik Brothers. And also, I wanted to let you know they are playing a house show at Metronome House this Sunday, October 12th, and that starts at 6 p.m. Go to myspace.com/metronomehouse if you want some more information. I'll put a link on the blog. Prior to the Allwood Sisters, Royal Pines did What I Said I Saw. Royal Pines are from Chicago, and they are making a stop this Saturday night at Cafe Bourbon Street. And Royal Pines are fronted by Joe Pat of the Harry Pat Band fame, and also Joe Gerdeman on drums. Starting off the set was Terribly Empty Pockets, another one of those new tunes that I got a week or two ago, called Bend Over Backwards, and you can find that under MySpace. All right, at the top of the show, I promised an interview with Will of Brainbow, and we're going to do that right now. Start off by telling us a little bit about Brainbow.
Let's see, we've been a band for about 4 years now. A lot of that, actually probably more like 5 or 6. We played together for a few years before we ever did a show. It's kind of members of lots of different bands from around town. I've been doing some 4-track stuff for quite a while, and I talked to Chris, our bass player, about playing with me. I'd been playing with a few other friends at the time, and we all just sort of got together for a long period of time and just sort of figured out how to play with each other first, and then sort of set up a show to force ourselves to kind of get out there and start playing live. But yeah, we were a band for just as long without playing shows as we have been playing shows, for the most part. And we've been doing that for about 3 years.
Was it always pretty much that kind of post-rock, space-rock kind of sound from the start?
Yeah, a lot of it was just me like playing around on the 4-track, trying to figure out different ways to put like melodies over top of each other in really simple ways that formed more complex things. And it was more just like playing around, and I'd have a few ideas here and there, but I never really thought about how they would work as a band, you know. And a lot of times I would just do layers and layers and layers, and it was more a matter of figuring out, well, how can we take like 5 people and sort of do the same thing in a way that can be done over and over and over again. So, I mean, it was kind of always like, yeah, trying to experiment with like music and stuff. I don't know, I guess that's, yeah, post-rock. Yeah, but it's really more just about like making music than it is like trying to fit. But we do get that label or comparison pretty much all the time, so I'm assuming that's what it is we're doing.
Is it just because of the lack of vocals, do you think, that you often get?
Yeah, that's probably for the most part. I mean, you know, we get Godspeed You Black Emperor, we get Mogwai, we get Explosions in the Sky, you know. Every now and then we get, you know, oh, you guys sound like Pink Floyd, you know, and we definitely have that influence. You know, all of us listen to such different music, like, outside of our band. But as far as vocals, I don't know, one, none of us can really sing. Two, none of us really write lyrics. It just doesn't feel natural for us to try to force ourselves to do something like that. We're much more interested in just making sounds and stuff, so. And, you know, I don't really have anything to say about, you know, girls or anything like that either, so.
Or cars.
Cars or the man.
So the album has been in the works how long?
Well, let's see. We started recording in August of 06, but, you know, that wasn't... We did a lot of tracking in like a couple weeks, and then we did mixing whenever we could find the time and had extra cash laying around to do it. So the whole recording process, mixing and mastering, went on for quite a while, and it's been finished for about a year, and it's coming out now. So it was a long and grueling process. A lot of time was spent, you know, just sort of waiting around. You know, we talked to like probably three and a half different labels about putting it out, and for various circumstances, you know, it was either, well, we can't do it until 09, or we can do it, but there's no CD or download royalties, and you have to sign it all over to us forever. And it's just a lot of things that we just weren't comfortable with doing, and none of us have done anything like that before. So we sort of just kind of gave up and said, well, we'll just do it ourselves, and whatever happens, happens, you know. So it's more about like, well, we should get it out because it's just going to get old if we don't, you know, so.
Ymir, the first song, anything you want to say about it?
This is a song that we kind of wrote as we were going into the studio and actually had to experiment a lot with how to get certain parts of it done. Like, there's a part of the song, if you listen to this song backwards, if you could do that, it would actually sound the parts would sound the same in different orders. We had to learn one of the parts backwards, record it as such, and then play forwards over top of that backwards part. And then at a certain part in the middle, it's the riff changes and becomes that backwards part forward again. You'll have to hear it and see if you can figure it out. But it was a lot of fun. This was a really fun song to make, and it was, you know, a lot of us just trying to figure out how to do certain things in the studio. So it was a good time in general.
Okay. I don't have to watch The Wizard of Oz.
No, it's Weekend at Bernie's and Holy Mountain at the same time.
Thank you.
This is one of our favorite songs to play live. You know, lots of fun stuff for everybody to do. This has previously appeared on Audio Eagle, which is Pat Carney's label out of Akron. He's in the Black Keys. This appeared on a compilation he did of all Ohio bands. Other than that, this is the first time it's been out for anyone to hear, so here it is. Thank you.
Secret Histories by Brainbow. Will of Brainbow is my guest. And we heard two songs from their soon-to-be-released record, self-released, self-titled album. And we got a big release party going on this weekend, Saturday. I want to tell us a little bit about that, Will?
Yeah, sure. It's at Scully's on Saturday. We're playing with Envelope, who's a hip-hop dude from Columbus. I'm sure a lot of people know who that guy is. And Sword Heaven, who is a pretty interesting noise rock outfit. And they sound awesome at Scully's. I've seen them. They've played there once before. And the sound system really does that band some justice. So it'll definitely be something to see. So stop out if you can.
love we have to hide. I know, it's shades of gray. You give us hope and give us strife. I know, this price we pay. You tell me no, I ask you why. I know, your patient ways. You wait until we see the light.
Competing with Dead Brainbow release party is a show at the Milo Arts Center with the Dodos from San Francisco, California. We heard them right there doing God from their album The Visitor. And before that, AU from Portland, who are opening for the Dodos, doing RR versus D. And like I said, Saturday night at the Milo Arts Center is that show. Started off that set with Melty Melty doing Black Eyed. And Melty Melty are appearing at Cafe Bourbon Street tomorrow night, Thursday, October 9th. And we're just going to get right back into the music here with a band that has a Columbus connection, Whitney Lee, who formerly lived in Columbus, Ohio, and now finds herself in Austin, Texas, sings for a band called Black Cock. We're going to hear a song called A Fast One. Hard to Get from Los Angeles, California, doing a song called Potato Famine from their EP entitled This Is the New Business Plan. And I'm going to close out this first hour of Pat Radio with Sick Alps. They were in town recently. And also recently they put out a 7-inch in which they cover an old Throbbing Gristle song called United. So give that a listen, and if you're on the FM, stick around for the second hour of the Pat Radio Show. Much fun and frivolity will prevail.